Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. I am Andy Atherton, back with you, starting off another fun week here on the Video Jukebox, another fun week on the pop experience. Thank you all for being here, starting off your week, starting off your morning, your Monday with us. And today, going back to the 90s, one of my, I say this all the time, like this is a song that reminds me of college because it came out while I was in college. Actually, you know, my right before my senior year, off the album Tuesday Night Music Club from 1994, It Is All I Want to Do by Sheryl Crow. Sheryl Crow kind of came on the scene, broke out with this song. Tuesday Night Music Club is a very good album. I remember playing this a lot at the radio station. People kind of dug it a lot. Cheryl's still doing stuff today. I know I don't know if we've done any Sheryl Crow songs actually yet on the Video Jukebox. That's something we're rectifying right now. And there are other really great songs we could do by her. She had a number of really good CDs, albums, whatever you want to call them. And this one was her debut album from what I understand. Yeah, it was her 1993 debut album. This was a breakthrough hit. It was her biggest U.S. hit. It actually peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 for 6 consecutive weeks from October 8th to November 12th of 1994. So let's get into it, shall we? Let's hit that play button. And the YouTube link is in the description as usual. 3, 2, 1. So, a very memorable opening line. Ain't no disco, ain't no country club either. This is L.A., which I'm kind of getting this as a... This was the alt rock scene, I guess, around the mid-90s. I know Billy is the kind of the character of the song. Well, William, you know, who knows what he goes by. Cheryl's dressed very 90s here with the way she's got. And this guy is really getting down with that bass, man. With the sunglasses on, getting into it. So this won the 1995 Grammy for the Record of the Year and Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. It was nominated for Song of the Year, but unfortunately had lost. In addition to its success here in the States, it peaked at number 1 in Australia. And so, lyrics of the song are based on the poem Fun by Wynn Cooper. Cooper was inspired to write the poem by a conversation at a bar with a friend and occasional writer Bill Ripley, in which he said, "All I want to do is have a little fun before I die," which became the first line of the poem. In the 1994 interview, Cooper said the poem isn't really about him or me. They're different people. They're people you sort of see, well, objective, correlative, symbols of people like us, what we could have been or what we would have become if we continued to drink and do nothing with our lives. So, that whole peeling labels thing, I never really got that, why people would do that. It was kind of actually annoying when I was bartending because you would just have to clean them up all over the place. Now, the video itself is fairly simple. I mean, it was directed by Roman Coppola and David Hogan. I mean, it's really just, you know, Cheryl and her band performing with notable characters flying through the air. It was filmed in front of the Roxy Theater at the corner of Franklin Street and North First Street in Clarksville, Tennessee. There are actually two versions of this music video. The original video featured the character Billy mentioned in the song, and the second video, which was released with the character's appearances edited out. So this song if we did songs about California or LA week, this definitely has that feeling with, you know, keep mentioning Santa Monica Boulevard, you know, and Cheryl's got the open guitar case in front of her. I remember this played a lot in the bars, but it's not, this is like an early to, you know, doesn't, it's not a song you play later in the night. This is like something to get people's heads moving. Maybe a little sing along to it, if you will. So, Billboard in 2017 ranked the song as number 3 on their list of 10 greatest Sheryl Crow songs. And Billboard also had ranked it number 405 as the 500 best pop songs of all time. And it was, some may have called this a piano man for the alt rock 90s. That woman is floating away. It's a very like laid back song. It's like one of those, like, you know, kind of like put on the jukebox just to kind of chill out to when you're hanging out in the bar. She didn't get that many quarters there. These people are like floating away here. But definitely, you know, marked the arrival of Sheryl Crow. I mean, Tuesday Night Music Club was a fine album. I remember it, we did, like I said, played it a lot at the radio station. I mean, it had, you know, Leaving Las Vegas, it had Strong Enough, Can't Cry Anymore. And it's, it was pretty solid. So, but a good way to start off the week here. It's a regular old week. We have another theme coming next week, and we will talk about that at the end of the week on Friday. So hope everybody has a great week. Enjoy. Hope you don't work too hard. And, yeah, we'll check you out next time.